It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 000-2703.
For this week's Whiskey Quickie, we're looking at New Riff. Now, this is one of their limited edition releases, which is their Backsetter Rye. Now, the story behind this one is that it's experimentation. Everybody's doing a little experimentation. It's a once a year release that comes out with something a little bit different. However, this one, they were experimenting utilizing a peated backset. Now, part of a sour mashing process is that you use backset to go and help with the fermentation of the next run. And so they were, I guess, using something that was using peat. And yep. So we're going to get that with inside of here.
All right.
Now, for the details on here, bottled and bond, which means it has to be at least 4 years old, 100 and proof. Easy to say right there.
What else?
Well, the price.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, you can go check out.
It's like, what else on bottled and bond?
Well, you can go check out our podcast with Bernie Lovers, and then you get the whole shebang on bottled and bond. Remember that one? We all got stumped on that one.
Yeah, I still don't remember it all, but tons of knowledge.
And then the price point on this one was, it was packaged as well with the Backsetter Bourbon for a total package of $100, which this means it's a $50 rye.
All right.
Ready to dig into it?
Let's dig in.
Hope you're a Scotch person, because that's what I feel we're going to get out of this.
Oh, yeah. Right out the nose, it smells like a
peat.
Open peat, but like a charcoal that just kind of got lit, you know, right when you're in your pyramid and your smoker, you're stacking charcoal together and getting it lit.
New wood.
Yeah.
New wood kind of smell.
New wood smoke.
I could get that. But yeah, you definitely get a peat. There's no hiding behind the peat in this one, that's for sure.
No.
All right. On the taste? Well, it's smoky.
The smoke is there. It's like, I feel like if I breathe, smoke's going to come out of my mouth because there's so much smoke.
Ryan the Dragon.
Yeah, I'm going to get my inner dragon out. But yeah, it's very peaty, very smoky. That's really, you know, that's all I get. It's like you're eating barbecue or something, like hickory, tons of smoke.
All right. This is going to be a tough one to rate. So let's go ahead and let's do this. Ryan, what are you feeling on the nose here? Can you look past the peat or not?
Thumbs down for me. I'm not a Scotch guy, and peat just ruins it for me.
I feel bad because I'm in the same boat. I mean, we're bourbon people. We love that sweet corn.
Yeah.
And this is the exact opposite. So if you're a Scotch person, you might be there on the taste.
Same thing. I can't get past the peat. Thumbs down for me. But if you love Scotch, you're going to love this. It'll be right in your wheelhouse.
And the finish?
Thumbs down. It's not to say, it's just my preference. I don't like Scotch. I feel bad doing three thumbs down, but for me, I just can't get past the peat and the smokiness.
And we love New Riff. We've done plenty of barrel picks with them as well, and we love their standard, even flagship offering. However, this one just misses the mark with these bourbon guys.
Sorry.
Cheers, y'all. And now we're back with the New Riff Backsetter with the bourbon variant. So we'll see if this is a little bit different from the rye. It's the same exact specs, except we're looking at a bourbon whiskey instead of a straight rye whiskey. Same thing, bottled and bond, 4 years old, $50 price point. Ready to hit it?
Ready to hit it. Still got the peat backsetter in there.
Let's hope some of that peat from the rye kind of like got its way out.
Hopefully this is the second backset after the rye.
All right. Yeah, that's true, the second backset. In the nose, it's not near as pronounced.
You still get get those typical New Riff notes like caramel, butterscotch, but there is that like campfire barbecue kind of hickory smell at the end.
Yeah, but it's like I said, it's not a punch in your face as like the rye was. That's for sure. All right, on the taste.
It's pleasantly good. It's got a lot more fruity notes, like typically with New Riff, you get a lot of caramel, butterscotch, and spicy notes. This has like a ton of sweetness and fruity, almost kind of like a unpeated scotch. So yeah, I'm really digging it.
Yeah, I think the flavors are really good. It's balanced. It's still got berries. It's got a little spice on it at the end as well.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and rate this. On the nose, where you at?
Sideways thumbs. The smoke still just kind of, I don't like anything smoke. Get the smoke out of here.
Not even cocktails, like smoked cocktails? Have you seen those at fancy bars?
No, if I want to do that, I'll just put my head over a campfire or something.
All right, and the taste?
I'm thumbs up. I really liked it. I like the fruitiness, the sweetness. It's something different.
The smoke brings a different character that you don't get with literally anything else.
Yes, absolutely.
And the finish?
I actually like the finish. It's still going. You know, it's not like a big spicy, but it's still kind of got those fruity flavors that are sitting on my mid palate, and I really enjoy it.
Perfect. All right, y'all. Cheers, and we'll see you next time.